Hi, travelers. Kevin here. And believe it or not, we are cruising towards the end of the Juno and Second Citadel series, which is wild. That's a lot to wrap my head around. Hopefully it's not news to you that this is the final season of Juno and Second Citadel, but if it is, welcome. We only have a few stories left. So what we wanted to do is we wanted to sort of give you a broad outline of what the release schedule for those stories will be. If you are subscribed to our online newsletter, which is on Patreon, this is all going to be repeat information. If you're not subscribed to our online newsletter, why not? It's free. Just head on over to patreon.com/thepenumbrapodcast. You can join, you can follow us for free. And every other week or so, you will get access to a traveler's log, a newsletter where we update you on news. And Harley and I write a little thing about our creative process each time. And we give you recommendations for things we've been watching, reading, playing. You get some recommendations from the cast and crew. It's a great time. And especially where these shows are coming to a close fairly soon. If you want updates on what we're planning next, what we're going to do next, because we are not disappearing off the face of the planet. At least it's not on my schedule. I'm not planning on disappearing off the face of the planet. The best way to do that is to follow us over there, because we will keep you updated every step of the way. So if you are mourning, like I am, the endings of these shows, and you are looking forward to the next thing, make sure you go on over to patreon.com/thepenumbrapodcast. Join us for free. That's enough hemming and or hawing, though. Let's jump into it. Let's talk about the release schedule for the rest of the season. So these are broad dates. Over the course of April to May, you can expect the next Second Citadel story, The Fall, parts 1 and 2. From May to June, you can expect another Juno story. I'm not going to give you the title yet. You're going to have to be patient. Then from June to July will be the Second Citadel finale. And the end of July / early August will be the Juno Steel finale. That is how close we are. We are cruising towards end of July, early August. This 8-year set of stories is coming to an end, which is wild. It's hard for me to wrap my head around. Because we are so close to the end, I do have to ask, if you have ever thought about supporting The Penumbra on Patreon, if you've ever thought about supporting us financially, if you have a friend or a family member or anybody else who has thought about supporting us financially, now's the time. It is not easy for me to ask for money. It's tough. But I do have to say our support has flagged a little bit over the course of the season on Patreon. And we are sort of right on the knife's edge of being able to continue to do this and being able to do the next things that we want to do, the next big secret projects that we want to do. We get exit surveys from Patreon that say why people have stopped pledging. And for the vast majority of everybody, it has been financial situations changing. It's a tough time to be a person right now. So really don't stretch yourself past a point that is safe for you to pledge or up your pledge. I would feel just awful if anybody did that. But if you have any spare income that you're willing to send our way, if our stories have meant something to you, if you want to show us that they've meant something to you, if you want to see the next thing that we make, now's the time. And you get access to, at this point, a frankly insane amount of bonus content. At the $7 level, you get access to all the production scripts, which are always full of bonus stuff, behind-the-scenes stuff. And at the $10 level, you get access to like hundreds of hours of commentaries at this point that range from actually serious, this is how we make the show type stuff, and extremely silly, breathing with the boys, Lord Arm fan cast type stuff. So it would just mean the world to us if you could support us and help us out. It is no exaggeration to say that the only thing that I want to do with my life is make stories, make stuff for you all to see. And that's only going to be possible if our support keeps up. And I know it's going to fall a little bit after the end of Juno and Second Citadel. So anything that you can do to show that you are going to stick with us, that you're going to help us out, will make our next project more likely, stronger, better, harder, better, faster, stronger, etc. And thank you so much. If you're already pledging, thank you so much just for listening. It's crazy that we've gotten to do this as long as we have. And I'm so, so grateful for it. That's enough of that, though. You all have a story to get to. So I will see you later. And I'll see you in not too long for the finales to these stories.
Good evening, traveler, and welcome to the Penumbra. Tonight's tale is Lullaby to a Dying World.
Oh, An incantation to catch the universe's ear. Oh, it's been so long since I've tried magic so powerful, but it all feels so easy now. It's almost like I can hear the universe's thoughts already ever since that... in the mirrored plains. Those terrible things I saw. But now is not the time for that. I have to find my Caroline right now, this second, without delay. Magic from tomes isn't exactly my style, but sometimes the classics get the biggest rise out of your audience. Where was it? Ha! Here it is. Lullaby to a Dying World. In times of great strife, the universe has responded well to attempts to soothe it. This lullaby has drawn the universe's attention to its speaker in the past and may do so again. But be warned, seeker of knowledge, connection to the full scope of the universe's feeling can stretch the mind to tearing and blah, blah, blah. One sense of scope among the universe-dwelling things may seem insignificant, yada, yada, all the usual, no fun. I survived the universe's feelings once, so I'm sure I can do it again. Where's the good part? Oh, here we go. Read these words to soothe the universe and turn its ear toward you. Hush now, stars, and hush now, sky. Quiet comes for all who fly. Hush now, stone, and hush now, dirt. Quiet every speck of earth. Hush to water, hush to waves. Be quiet, still, and brave. Mix the following ingredients within the cauldron of self. First, a token of the speaker. My hair. Second, a token of pain. Fairy's wings, freshly torn. And finally, drink deeply from a source of passion. With your ritual mixed, you are the most important you have ever been. Speak to the universe and be warned, seeker of knowledge. It will listen. It will listen to me. It has to listen, and I can say anything that's on my mind. I know your fear, universe. I'm the only one alive who understands, and you must be so lonely with nobody to understand you. You must envy all of us who can ignore the fear. Who don't know how it feels to have your skin burned and your soil shriveled to sand. Us who have never made life, so we don't know what it's like to feel it crushed, extinguished, gone. To know too much and to be so alone, it must be terrifying. But you don't have to be alone anymore. Tell me, universe. Let me speak to the part of you that fears, the small child within you screaming about the end of all things. Speak to me, child. It's all right. I'll listen, and I'll kiss you, and I'll make it all better. I'll... Universe, was that you? It's all right. Come to me, universe. Tell me how you feel. Show me, and we can...
Don't know, I didn't know dirt quite.
That's a lot of fear. You poor baby. How could anyone take on all of that? But it feels so right. Up against death, real death, the infinity of nothing and nobody. How couldn't you scream like that? Why aren't we all screaming all the time? It's the truth. It's the only truth that matters. You don't have to be afraid, universe. Quan Yi will protect you. Just tell me where my Caroline is and tell me what I need to. What was that? You're using up all your magic on... what? No, baby. It's okay. Don't be scared. Tell Quan Yi everything. Tell me everything, and I'll make it all better. I'll fix things so nobody can hurt you the way they did before. Nobody understands you but me, universe. And if you take care of my Caroline, I'll take care of you no matter what it takes. But first, it felt so right. So scream with me again, universe, with all your pain and sorrow and fear and loss. Scream. Scream. Scream.
Better now. We don't need to camp out here all night just because
we are not marching out into the tundra in the dead of night, and we are certainly not doing it while you're ill.
It was just a little dizziness. I'm fine.
Hey, Olala, maybe you should take it easy.
But I'm fine. I'm...
All right. Let's get you down again.
Just a little dizziness, eh? And a little dizziness causes you to lose consciousness for several hours, does it?
It can't have been that bad. I don't even remember it.
Loss of consciousness and memory doesn't seem that bad to you?
What happened, anyway? I don't remember hitting my head or anything like that. We just fought off those snow ghouls, and then we were going to check one of the buildings in the witch's camp, and then... I can't remember anything after that.
I told you, you were bitten by a snow ghoul. A third one that none of us caught in time. Their venom causes the symptoms you've described.
But I don't have any bite marks on me.
I'm not sure what to tell you, Olala. Perhaps your body shapeshifted the wound away. You also woke much more quickly than people typically do when bitten by snow ghouls. Your body must have means of recovery that we don't understand. But that doesn't mean you don't need rest. We'll see how you're feeling in the morning.
But Caroline...
We'll see how you're feeling in the morning. And if you're well enough to travel, we'll leave this camp. Understood.
But I still don't understand why the universe was telling us to come here in the first place.
Lam and I searched while you were unconscious, but we weren't able to find anything. The time spent searching was enough for me to come up with a new course of action. Perhaps that's all the universe wanted from us. For me to come here and come up with that strategy.
You really didn't find anything, Lam?
What? Oh, yeah, no. Didn't find anything besides abandoned buildings and a whole lot of snow.
The truth of the matter is that I have a plan, Olala, and I need you at peak physical and mental condition if that plan is going to work. Perhaps the snow ghoul's bite really hasn't affected you, but that's not a risk I can take.
You need me for your plan?
I do. So try and get some rest, will you?
All right, Caroline. I can do that.
Good.
Where are you going?
Some of the finer points of my plan still need work. While you rest, I'll prepare. We each have our part in this, Olala. Take care of yourself for now, and your part will come soon enough.
All right, Caroline. I will.
I know you will.
Caroline, can I have a word?
If you make it quick. I have quite a lot of preparations to take care of.
I'll be right back, Olala. Try to get some rest. Snow ghoul bite! Seriously?
I didn't see you helping me to come up with something better.
A better lie isn't the issue here. Why not just tell her about your
ghost witch lady.
And leave out the message we received? The more she has to question, the less likely she is to believe us.
The more we lie to her, the more she'll have to question.
Shh. You think I enjoy this? You think I want to keep this damned prophecy a secret from her?
I don't see why we can't just tell her.
Put yourself in her shoes, Lamorek. Put anybody in her shoes. You are told that the world will end unless you die. What choice do you think she'll make then? What choice would anyone make?
You don't know that.
With all respect, you just got here. I have been working for years to make the universe a safe place for Olala to live. Knowing that her death would ensure the universe continues on would destroy everything I've worked for. Everything she's worked for. You haven't the right to take that away from her. No one has. I have to get to work. I have a plan, but charting our course there, it's going to be difficult, even with the Hibernian Witch's maps. If I start now, I should have it prepared by daybreak. So good night, Lamb.
This isn't over just because you...
I said good night, Sir Lamorak.
Fine.
No, what are you acting so high and mighty about anyway? It's not like you have a plan. But still, it just doesn't feel right. Oh, hell, I didn't ask to get caught up in this kid's problems. Now that I'm here...
Lamb? Is everything all right?
What? Yeah, Olala, everything's fine.
You don't look like everything's fine.
Yeah? Well, I guess not. Olala, you know you don't have to take on those people from over the edge of the world, right? No matter what the voice you heard said, no matter what plan Caroline's got, you know you don't have to do it, don't you?
I can't just leave Caroline. She has a plan. She needs me.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying you can keep it in mind.
What really happened while I was unconscious, Lam? Because you and Caroline have been acting very strangely since then.
You were bitten by one of those snow ghouls. That's really all that happened.
But...
Listen, Olala, I'm trying to tell you something important, all right? Something that took me way too long to learn, and I guess I'm just hoping that you... Just do me a favor. Keep in mind what I said, all right? You don't have to fight. You have a choice. I grew up in the Second Citadel, Olala. A kingdom that's been at war... forever. Over there, they eat war, breathe it, drink it in. It's a fact of life the same way weather is. So growing up, it seemed inevitable. Like no matter what shape life took, war would be a part of it. And if that's true, why not just join the war machine yourself, you know? That's why I became a knight, if you want to know the truth. It wasn't some big dream for me, it was just... what talented people did. And since I was a kid, everyone told me to do it, so I did it.
I've been to the Second Citadel, Lam. I know what it's like.
But you don't know what it's like to grow up there. Just like I'll never know what it was like to grow up in your Garden of Graves. All the things people say to you, the things they assume, what counts as an education, the stories they tell. When you grow up, adults around you package the world the way they see it and give it to you like that's the only world there can ever be. In the Second Citadel, that's war. Even if you aren't a knight, your job only exists to feed the knights, or build up the Citadel's defenses, or, I don't know, to distract people from the war so they get to go on with their lives without spending every second worrying. It all comes back to the war. Does that make sense?
I understand what you're saying, Lam, but I do not understand why you're saying it.
Because it took me until I left the Citadel to see that life could have another shape. In Silver Shore, they didn't talk about war. They had their own problems and their own obsessions, but they were different. And honestly, that blew my mind. That opened me up in a way I wasn't ready for. What I'm saying to you, Olala, is that the way the world's going now, a lot of people, including Caroline, are going to tell you that war is the only life there is. That you have to fight tooth and nail every single day because that's all life's got to offer. I'm saying that's not true. Other lives are out there. They might be hard to find and they might be hard to live, but
You don't have to fight if you don't want to. And any time you decide that's the case, you tell me and we'll get the hell out of here, okay?
I'm not going to.
You don't have to. I just won't feel right unless you know it's an option. You're brave, Olala, one of the bravest I've ever met. But what I'm saying to you is you don't have to be brave if you don't want to. It's a choice. And I'm here for you no matter what you choose. Say the word, and we'll find somewhere to live outside of it all. Or after all of this is done, we'll find somewhere. I haven't thought about my next home after Silver Shore, but there has to be another place like it somewhere. Some place where two people who don't fit in anywhere fit in, you know?
You want me to come live with you?
What? Yeah. I guess that is what I said, yeah. I mean, if you want to. I know you've been with Caroline a long time, so, you know, I don't want to assume.
No. I think having a home like that is what I want. It's what I've wanted ever since the Garden of Graves. The only place I felt like home since the Garden of Graves was Silver Shore. And I know there won't just be another Silver Shore, not after what those people did to it. But the people who lived in Silver Shore must need a new place to live too. You're not the only one who lost his home. And I don't think Caroline will ever want a home like that, really. I was mad at her about it for a long time, but now I think that might just be what she's like. So, you're sure? I can really follow you wherever you go next?
I'd be glad if you did, Olala. Just take some time to think about it, okay?
Thank you. And, Lamb?
Olala, I think you should probably get some rest now.
I will. Just one more question, I promise.
Okay. Hit me then.
Why are you so nice to me?
Nice? What do you mean?
Maybe nice isn't the right word, but we didn't meet very long ago. You brought me to the Waverty's Press to steal those books with you, but that made sense since I could be useful. But now, you came back for us and saved me from that snow ghoul. Even though you don't want to do what Caroline wants, you're still coming with us. And you just said I could come with you wherever you go. But we barely know each other.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
So, why?
Well, sometimes before I act, I ask myself, what would the best version of me do? The guy I can be most proud of. Because for a long time, I didn't listen to that person. For a long time, I just did what I was told, so I don't know, helping you, it seems right. It seems like the kind of thing she...
She? Who?
I'd rather not talk about it. Let's just say I like you, kid, okay?
Okay. But I'm not a kid.
I know. Just try to get some rest now, all right?
All right, Lamb. Good night.
Good night, Olala.
Lamb? Oh, Lamb, are you going to sleep all day? Lamarck, it's time to wake up. We have so much to do today.
5 more minutes.
5 more minutes? Lamb, you promise.
Yeah, all right. I'm up. You know I hate it when you... Posidonia? Is that really you?
Who else would it be? Don't tell me you've been inviting some other mermaid over.
No, it's just... Why do I feel like you shouldn't... I must have been having a nightmare, that's all.
Well, it's time to shake that nightmare out of your system and get up, Lamb, because we have a lot to do today.
A lot to do? What do we have to do?
Don't tell me you forgot! The child, Lamb! The child is coming!
Child? Hey! What was that for?
You must still be half asleep if you've forgotten, so maybe some cold water will help.
No, I remember. It's just... I thought...
You can say it.
I thought we couldn't have a baby.
So you do remember?
We tried. For a long time we tried. I started stealing books just to find a way, if there was a way. I thought we had time, but you wanted it to happen so badly and...
I didn't want to leave you alone.
Alone. Right. Because you... You're... I remember.
That quickly, huh? It's too bad. I hoped we'd have more time together this time.
I have this dream a lot, don't I?
There's magic in my pearl, Lamb. Some magic can only work its way out in dreams.
Then I can still see you sometimes? You aren't really gone?
You could see a picture of me, couldn't you? That wouldn't change the fact that I'm gone. And the fact is, you have to get up, Lamb, because the child is waiting.
The child? I don't understand. You never... We couldn't figure it out.
Not my child, Lamb. Yours. There. I think that's her now. I'm sorry. I'm not there with you now. Taking care of her all on your own. That has to be so hard.
I'm not alone. There's... Caroline. Right.
Are you ready for me to open the door now?
Can't we just stay here a little longer? Even if this isn't real, I miss you, Posidonia. I miss you so much, and it hurts just all the time.
Lamb.
Just a minute, please.
Lamb. Here. I don't need to tell you that one real person is worth 1,000 dreams of me, do I?
No. No, of course not.
I'm going to open the door now. She's waiting for you.
All right. Wait. Just one more thing. How do I know I'm doing the right thing with her? Back when we were together, back when we talked about having a kid, I always thought you would know what to do. All I ever did was kill and think of better ways of killing, taking care of someone. I don't know how to do it.
You did not become a knight to kill, Lamorak. You know how to protect people. Maybe it's time you looked at yourself with that piercing eye of yours. Goodbye, my love.
Wait. Don't go. Posidonia? Posidonia!
Get up. Lamorak, get up. We're leaving.
Lamb? Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. I was just dreaming about... I guess I don't remember.
Caroline says we have a lot of hiking through the snow to do today. We should probably get started.
Right.
It's about time you've woken up. Are you ready? We have a long way to travel.
Lead the way and let's go. So where are we going?
Into that forest ahead of us first. The sun is high today, and with the glare on the snow, that means our visibility will be low. We'll need shade in order to get a good sense of our surroundings.
Is there something in particular we should be looking out for?
A great many threats exist in the snowfields of the Southern Frosts. Monsters, yes, but spirits and bandits, too.
And snow ghouls?
What?
Snow ghouls could be around, right? Like the one that bit me?
Yes, more snow ghouls as well. And the last thing we need is for one of us to fall unconscious in the middle of the snow. We're entering the forest now. Follow behind me and stay sharp. Frostbitten fiends could be around any corner.
Forest gives them a lot of places to hide.
Our visibility should still be clearer here than anywhere else. And it is far more difficult to move through a forest silently. We should be able to hear them coming through any snap of branches or rustle of leaves.
Then I will give myself the ears of a rabbit to better hear their approach.
Do you hear anything, Olala?
No. Nothing at all.
Oh.
That's strange. There should be something living in this forest. Caribou, owls, insects, and rodents. You truly hear nothing, Olala?
Shh. Let me listen. I think I hear something, but it doesn't make any sense.
What is it?
Just breathing, but no movement. Like everything is... It's so hard to think for some reason. I don't know what it's like.
Maybe we should take a break. I can't remember how long we've been hiking, but it must have been for a long time because I'm exhausted.
What has gotten into you two? Of all the absurd...
I think I just need to lie down for a little while. I'll grow a fur coat and sleep.
Caroline, what the hell is going on?
I don't know. Perhaps after we sleep. But why does this seem familiar? Damn it all. I can't fall asleep. I must stay awake. Long enough to carve this rune.
What the hell? What happened?
Sleeping magic. Powerful magic at that. Keep your wits about you.
But who will be attacking us with magic? Those people from over the edge of the world used machines and...
Olala! That tree's wrapped its branches around her. Lamorak.
On it.
The forest. It's like the whole forest has come alive just to get us.
Olala, watch out! Does the forest come alive to get us? Just to get you, Olala.
Keep your heads, the both of you.
That tree, your sword passed straight through it.
An illusion. Some of these trees are real, but some are just illusions.
The power to manifest an entire forest out of thin air. I've never seen someone use the universe's will so deeply.
Making up some trees is nothing, my dear. That magic so simple, dryads can do it.
That voice. It can't be.
Hi, sweetie. Did you miss me?
Kuan Yi, what are you doing?
A terrible thing, my love. But sometimes a terrible thing has to be done.
Oh, the snow. It's swallowing up my legs. Kuan Yi, why?
Oh, it's not personal, half-half. I'm just doing what needs to be done. Nobody can blame me for that, can they?
Oh, la la.
Another magic dispelling rune. I knew I'd regret showing those to you.
Stand behind me, Olala. Kuan Yi, I don't know what you think you're doing, but it won't work. I knew you as the Witch of the Wastes, and I know your tricks. Now you can't hurt Olala without hurting me too.
But why would you want to hurt me? It's me, Kuan Yi. It's Olala.
Don't make this difficult, my love.
Think about what you're doing for just a moment.
Oh, I've thought about it much more than that. Perhaps you haven't heard, Caroline, but I have some inside information from the universe itself that you
Not
might...
Not another word.
Then, you already know?
Know what? What is Kuan Yi talking about, Caroline?
If you say another word about it in front of her, Kuan Yi...
Then she doesn't know?
Lamorak, take Olala and run.
Come on, Olala, let's go.
But, Caroline... I can't leave without Caroline.
Olala, go.
Caroline, I don't understand why.
I can hold her off much more effectively if I'm not worrying about keeping you safe, too. Now go.
All right.
I don't think so, sweet little girl. Oh, boo, you cut my spell and I worked so hard on it, too.
Kuan Yi, you aren't acting rationally.
When do I ever?
Even more so than usual.
See, that's where you're wrong, my Caroline. I'm thinking perfectly rationally. In fact, I think I might be the only one who is thinking rationally. Much more so than you.
This is Olala we're talking about. You've lived with her just as long as I have. How could you even consider?
There is no considering. You haven't seen what I have. Nobody's seen what I have seen. If they had, if they knew what kind of reckoning our universe is headed for, well, I wouldn't be the only one looking for her.
There has to be another way. We can fight those people from over the world's edge. I'm certain we can. Because I refuse to believe that after all we've done, after all we've been through for her sake...
You don't understand what kind of power they're playing with. You haven't felt it. I have. Your little sword and even my little spells, they're nothing against what those people have brought with them. It's simple. It's brutal, but it's simple. Either Olala dies and all of us live, or everyone, including Olala, dies. That's it. Because in the end, it didn't work, sweets.
What didn't work?
The universe's experiment in Olala. To see if humans and monsters could get along. It didn't work. And that's sad. It is. It really is. But the humans are here. And they're gonna kill everyone. And it's time to call it like it is. So get out of my way, my Caroline. I don't want to hurt you. But if it means protecting you, I'll do anything I have to. Anything.
If you've enjoyed this tale, please consider supporting The Penumbra. You can do so by buying our merchandise. Just search for The Penumbra Podcast on dftba.com to find posters, pins, apparel, soundtracks, and recordings of our live shows. You can also make a one-time donation to The Penumbra via PayPal at The Penumbra Podcast. Or, if you'd like to keep our stories running in the long term, we hope you will support us on Patreon. Every dollar helps. At just $4 per episode or higher, you will receive ad-free episodes 2 days before the public release. At the $7 level, you will gain access to behind-the-scenes content and production scripts. And at the $10 level, you will receive access to commentary tracks like this one from co-creators Harley Takagi Kaner and Kevin Vibert.
Okay.
Kwani's really gone places.
Oh, she's going through it.
How's it, you've had to eat your own hair now.
yeah, and other things besides. Yeah, Kwani's had a tough, you know, little while. Long distance from your partner is challenging, you know? Also, you know, having the universe break your brain, that's always rough. I feel like we're all going through that, though, you know?
Yeah,
every
true.
Day you get up and the universe can break your brain a little bit. But Kuan Yu's really, she's already a little heightened, so she's going through all of these things in a very heightened state. And, you know, as someone who has done a lot of acting in my life, having the extreme...
We would like to give thanks to all who support us on Patreon, but especially to Bettina Trevino, Aleem Muktadir, Brittany Potter, Sophia and Juno Adler, The Emerald Eight, This Podcast Haha, The PI, The Train, and The Knights, Mr. Me, Myself, and I, Kira, Jack M. Cohen, Girl in the Midnight Sky. Thank you, Penumbra Team, for your amazing work. Braylon, Hannah and Leah's Adventures in Gender Shenanigans, Ferdinand Entrelac, the Lady Guinevere wants Queen Mira to do better, but also ACAB, Shelley Schrode, Kevin Please Say Butts on Live Recording Thanks, Jammy, Osipit, Evit Kani, Diana Kaz, Benjamin Fisher, SCP Chloe, Happy Holidays from Desert Willow, Theo Alex Dean, June Gishoku, Skyfire Forever, the Lady Has Claimed Another One, Jay Hull, Stryker Flynn, Liv Allen, Alice the Time Lord, In Memory of Spiral Opal, Eden the Gay Bookworm, Michael David Smith, It's a Hard Day to Be a Scaly, Kiki's Podcast Patronage Service, Caroline Seidman, Radia Selna, Rain and Pippin from the Glen Dimension, Karen ZH, Marrow, Genetic, Danny the Spoon Lord, Minchowski, Ash, Jamie Gunter, and Angel Acevedo for their incredibly generous contributions per episode. Thank you. This tale, Lullaby to a Dying World, was told by the following people. Melissa DeJesus as Kuan Yi, Stuart Evan Smith as Sir Lamorak, Leslie Drescher as Caroline, Marge Dunn as Olala, and Amanda Egbu as Posidonia. The Penumbra is created and produced by Harley Takagi Kaner and Kevin Vibert. If you wish to know more about the full production team, you can read about them in the show notes of this episode. I'm afraid that is our time for today, dear traveler. We hope you will join us again soon.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com. Save big money.